You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui, in for Joe Moore.
Fresno State is hosting CSU Summer Arts for the second year in a row, although this would be the university's 14th year hosting the program since its start in 1985. Summer Arts is a series of college courses offered over the summer, each course specializing in some visual or performing art. The program also includes a festival, which is like a showcase for the students and for the instructors, many of whom are active professionals in their own fields. And just a disclaimer, CSU Summer Arts is an underwriter of Valley Public Radio. Those first few courses and festival performances kick off next week, and today we have the director of CSU Summer Arts with us in the studio, Dr. Rachel Nardo, as well as Tanya Asageda, Community Relations Specialist. Welcome to the both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So I guess to begin, what is the best way to describe CSU Summer Arts? Is it summer school? Is it art camp for college students?
I think for the community, the best thing to think about is it's a summer arts festival. And we have a summer school, but I think for the community, think about it as a festival where you can see world-class art.
Very cool. And so for those participating in the courses who get to be in those festival performances, is that only Fresno State students, or what are we going to expect from that?
We reach all over the place. It's about 75% CSU students. But we also reach to the UCs, and we have a special outreach, which Tanya does, to the community colleges, and even down into high school seniors, a bridge program for students coming from coming into the CSU or transferring from community colleges to the CSU. So we try to bridge that summer.
I think part of the magic of summer arts is it is geared towards pre-professional and professional students, but that doesn't limit you to college students. We have people who are in retirement who come and take classes because they are looking to hone their crafts or learn a new skill that they can piggyback onto things that they're already doing in their careers. So our student base goes anywhere from, 17 to 65 plus. So it's a really great cross-section of the community.
Right. Okay. So,
I was just going to say we emphasize school to work and really try to fill in gaps in education that would take them, boost their career.
Right. So I guess taking, whatever you learn in a classroom, in a singing class or whatever, and then going out and into the fields like that.
Right.
Awesome. And so I guess you sort of hinted at this, the skills of students participating. It's not just strictly arts concentration majors. It also includes novices and people just starting?
No, it's actually really geared towards pre-professional and professional. So you do, all of our students in some way, shape, or form have to apply for their classes, and then our course coordinators go through the list and add the students that they want. So sometimes it's a singing demo. We have an accent class this summer that is fantastic, and they've had to try out for that. So there is the people that you're studying with are all at your level. So it's really intense. And you basically take an entire semester's worth of work, and you complete it in, I think it's like 9 days.
Wow. So I also saw you guys have some big names in their respective fields coming, like Todd Hedo. He's a Bay Area artist whose works are everywhere from the Getty to the Smithsonian. You guys have some faculty coming from Second City, which is a Chicago-based comedy club that I know has been a launching pad for a lot of SNL cast members. And so for the students who get to learn from them, what is that like?
Very personal and intimate. I mean, they build lifetime relationships with these people who end up advising them on their careers and opening doors for them. It's a side-by-side model, and it's not just for students, but it's also for the CSU faculty who coordinates the course. So everybody gets this very intimate type of friendship going and networking.
And the relationships often last far beyond the four walls of the classroom, and people stay in touch, and students stay in touch, and really it's a great networking opportunity that you can just put those contacts in your back pocket, and you never know when you'll need them later on.
You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui, and for Joe Moore, we're talking to Rachel and Tanya with CSU Summer Arts. And so it's taking place at Fresno State. What makes Fresno State a good place for this to be happening? It'll be here. It was here last year. It'll be here, I think, until 2021 as well. And so how do you hope CSU Summer Arts kind of develops within Fresno?
Well, first of all, the first part of your question, Fresno has a great arts facility, just across the board. We can do anything that we want in the arts, in all the arts. So that's great. The facility is great. And then what we're trying to bring to Fresno State and to the community, the Central Valley, is accessible, excellent art so that anybody can afford to come to and see world-class artists like Spectrum Dance, our opening show. That choreographer has won awards all over the world. And, you know, he's eclectic. He does everything from Balanchine to Duke Ellington. And right now his company's in Seattle, but he was based in New York. I mean, people don't get to see that. You know, it's not typical. You have to travel to see somebody like him. So we bring that.
Definitely. And I guess it's a good place to ask sort of about the festival. What can we expect for those of us who maybe are not good at creating art, but really like to enjoy it, Tanya?
Well, this is a really good question. So a quick aside. So I started with CSU Summer Arts last year. My background is in marketing and PR. So I don't think of myself as an artist in any way, shape or form. Summer Arts is transformative for everybody. So I went through the whole season last year, went to all of the shows, and it reminded me that you don't need to be an artist to be creative. And going to lectures and to performances and to art gallery showings, it changed the way that I look at life. So my plea to everybody is come and check it out, because no matter who you are, you don't have to be an artist. It will teach you to appreciate it, and you look at the world a little differently, maybe a little bit softer. You can sit and kind of think about or understand how hard it is to be an artist. And it's just different. It's changed my life, and I can't stress that enough. I know it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to do it. So with that being said, people can expect to see a variety of different shows this summer. We've got a comedy show. We've got multiple author readings. We've got spoken word poetry. We have a lecture about accents, and it's going to be fantastic and interesting and different. Stage combat. The one I'm most looking forward to, and I think it's because I'm a newsie, Bob Dotson, who is a he was on NBC for years, a broadcast journalist. He's going to be doing a lecture, and I just think his perspective on the world and his travels are really going to be interesting for lots of people.
Awesome. And so I want to ask you both, what are you most excited for this year? Maybe it's a course, maybe it's a certain instructor, a certain performance coming up. You kind of mentioned Bob Dotson already.
I was going to say
you
got to
jump.
No, Bob Dotson for sure. I really, to be quite honest, I'm looking forward to some of the author readings. They all bring a different view of the world to the John Wright Theater, and it's going to be fun to listen to different ones over the course of 2 or 3, 4 weeks and kind of sit afterwards and analyze all of them. So I'm really looking forward to actually thinking and analyzing this summer. It's going to be fun.
I think the thing that I'm most excited about always is the student work. And the last 2 days of each session, there's 2 sessions that are 2 weeks, the last 2 days, the students do their showcases. And I mean, it just warms my heart. I'm so excited to see where they get in 2 weeks. And that's always the best part for me, because we're about students, first of all. So that's it. And just following up on what Tanya said, I talk about in the playbill that we need to fall into art to enjoy it. It's something that live art happens in real time. And it lets you see in a world that you've never seen before. And so people need to try things they haven't done before. You know, come and see things they haven't seen before.
Definitely. Well, that's really exciting. I am excited to try and hit some performances as well. For people who want to get involved, maybe on a student level, it's mm-hmm. apparently not too late to sign up. How would they do that?
They go to the website, csusummerarts.org. .org.
And just figure out what course they want.
And sign up and show up.
Awesome. All right. And then for people who just want to enjoy, maybe attend a performance or two, what's the best way to do that? Also the website?
The website, csusummerarts.org. And on our homepage, towards the top, there's going to be an events button. So click that. It'll give you a full list of our entire season. And you can just click buy tickets. We also highlight things on our Facebook and Instagram. Or if you have any questions, you can always give our office a call. But the website is definitely the place to go.
Awesome. Well, I think this is a great place to leave it. Rachel and Tanya of CSU Summer Arts, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.